The Great Place to Work Institute's annual list of the world's best workplaces comes out tomorrow. And SAS, a data analytics company based in Cary, North Carolina, is hoping it'll be the winner. The company has won before and consistently ranks as one of the best companies to work for in America. It's been run by its founding CEO, Jim Goodnight, ever since 1976. So for the latest in our series of conversations with leaders called View from the Top, we're joined now by Jim Goodnight. Good to have you with us.
Well, good to be here.
Well, why do you think that your company consistently ranks as one of the best places to work? What's the secret?
Well, ever since SAS was founded, we have tried to respect our workers. You know, I've always felt it was important to really try to create an environment where you would foster innovation and creativity.
Well, what do you mean when you say respect our workers? What do you do that other companies aren't doing?
Well, you know, it's my philosophy that if you treat people like they make a difference, then they will make a difference. And that's sort of the company philosophy that gets passed down to all levels of management, to be sure to treat people with respect.
One of the things that we know you do is you have a big gym and pool that employees and their families can use, an on-site healthcare clinic that is entirely free, deeply discounted childcare. So you were the precursor to Google and what they're doing, right?
Well, actually, yes. They benchmarked us before they went public.
Huh. And how'd you come up with that idea? Because it's obviously taken off in Silicon Valley.
Well, again, creative people need to be treated very, like they're very special people. And our job is to keep the work really interesting, make people really want to come to work and treat them as if they were extremely important people.
It's interesting. You're answering these questions as if this is a no-brainer, but obviously there are a lot of companies who are not doing what you're doing.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of companies that every time the economy slows down, they start laying off people. Or every time their profits start to go down, they lay off people. We don't lay off. We never have.
Well, how did you avoid laying off people during the Great Recession? Because that was one that even companies that can avoid it in most instances, they had to lay people off during that recession. They just didn't have the money to pay them. And you came out and said, we're not laying any of you off. You know, maybe you can cut costs here and there. But how did you manage to avoid layoffs in the Great Recession?
Well, in January of 2009, there was a lot of talk going on amongst people about being laid off. And I thought it was important to get the company back rolling again and quit all the rumors. So I made a worldwide webcast and made it very clear that we were not going to lay off anybody. Nobody was going to get a salary increase that year, and asked them to cut expenditures. And our cost grew one half of a percent that year. That's all it grew. So we did a very good job, keeping our costs down.
You never had a cash flow problem that year?
Nope, never did.
Hmm. Or any year, for that matter. You've had 39 straight years of profitability.
That's right. We have, and looks like we'll be profitable this year as well. We're really battling the strong dollar right now. Two-thirds of our revenue comes from outside the U.S., and the dollar is about 15% stronger just about around the world against every currency. So all the money that for example, the euros that we bring in, we used to get $1.35 for them. Now we're only getting about $1.12. So that's quite a drop in foreign revenues coming in terms of dollars, even though in every country we are actually up in local currencies. Hmm. But still, when you translate that to dollars, it doesn't look quite as good.
So you would prefer a weaker dollar?
Oh, absolutely. And if you're an exporter, you want a weaker dollar.
Let me ask you just about your employees, because if you're not laying people off, how do you make sure that people keep thinking out of the box, keep being creative if you've got the same workforce?
Every Tuesday we have we spend 1 hour looking at demos that R&D is, what they're working on and what directions and new ideas that they're having. Quite a few of these we'll support and continue every once in a while, and happened just a week or two ago. We had to say, kill that. That's not a very smart thing to be doing.
We're speaking with Jim Goodnight, who's the founding CEO of SAS in Cary, North Carolina. And I think it's probably a good time for me to ask you to describe exactly what SAS does, because a lot of people don't know. This is probably one of the largest companies that nobody's ever heard of, or at least they don't understand.
Well, we are a business-to-business company, so, you know, we're not known by the masses of people out there. But we are in the analytics business. We analyze large amounts of data and help companies plan their future based on the modeling that we do. For example, in the banking industry, we do a lot of credit card fraud. We are at the other end of the phone when they send your card in to verify that it's okay, using some very complex neural network models to be able to estimate whether or not this card is being used fraudulently or not. We have to do that in 30 milliseconds. So we also help in credit scoring. If you want to borrow money to buy a car, we will create models for banks that say yes or no. We are very big at marketing automation, and that's where we're doing customer intelligence to understand the customers better, to know what ads to offer them or what new products to offer them. In utilities, we use a lot there to forecast energy demand down to the hour in the day. And because if a power company runs out of power, they have to buy it off the grid, and it gets very, very expensive at times. And our goal is to be able to forecast to help them be able to plan their generation easier and quicker.
Do you do work for the government, for the NSA?
We do work for a lot of government agencies. One of the areas I can tell you a little bit about is in Iraq and Afghanistan. SAS was being used to predict where IEDs were hidden, and the Army got very good at that, to be able to predict where IEDs were. IRS is using SAS now to help identify fraudulent tax returns.
So certainly SAS is being used for a lot of good things. I also wonder, though, if the wrong person got their hands on this kind of software, they could do a lot of damage, couldn't they?
Well, not really. Software is used mainly to do predictive modeling to help companies decide what products to offer, what directions to go in.
I guess what I'm asking, though, is, you know, certainly there's been a big conversation about security versus privacy in this country and in the last few years since the Edward Snowden story all came out. And the idea is that, you know, if the government has access to data, or if anybody has access to data and they're able to quickly sift through it and find what they're looking for, they could find the important thing that everyone would agree they should be looking for, but they could also go in and find something else that they shouldn't be looking for.
Well, that's true, but they could do that with just about any database as well. So it's not something that's particular to SAS.
They don't need your software to do that.
No, most databases, If you're searching for things like that, have the capability of doing that. Today, we are seeing in the future what we call the Internet of Things, where just about every device in the world is going to have an Internet IP address, and that is going to create massive amounts of data. You know, within a couple of years, your car will be spitting out data at an enormous rate as you drive down the road. And that'll be sent back to the factory, where it'll be analyzed, and we'll be developing models to help predict engine failure or part failure on cars that we can then get back to the driver and notify the driver right away that he's got a problem and better pull over.
How long do you think you're going to stay at SAS?
Oh, I don't have any plans of leaving right now. I enjoy my job. It's a lot of fun.
Well, Jim Goodnight, founding CEO of SAS, joining us from North Carolina. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Very good. Thank you.
And going back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the conversation, the fact that SAS is very often ranked as one of the best places to work in America. Do you work at a good company? Is it run well? If so, what makes it a good place to work? Or if not, what do you think would improve the workplace conditions at your company? Let us know at our website, hereandnow.org.